Thank you. We gather here on this Lord's Day, this Mother's Day, to celebrate our God. Let us prepare our hearts and minds to worship this morning. Amen. Thank you, Bert. Bert's got some energy over there this morning. What a wonderful way to begin our time of worship this day. Good morning, everybody. It is so good to gather and worship this morning on this Mother's Day Sunday morning. May the Spirit move in our worship this morning as we celebrate and praise God for His care for us this day. If you're a first-time guest with us, welcome. Thank you for joining us for worship this day. I encourage you, if you have an opportunity, to fill out a visitor's card that's located in the pew in front of you. You can just drop that off in the offering plate following the worship service this morning. For those that are watching online this morning on Facebook Live, welcome. Thank you for joining us online this morning. I do want to remind you, you can also go to our website at www.fbc-elon.org. There you can pull up our worship bulletin, use that as a resource for our time of worship this day. Also, for things coming up in the life of our church, you can find the details there. If you're a first-time viewer online this morning, I encourage you to send me an email. Let me follow up with you this week and share what First Baptist Church of Elon is all about. For those that are gathered here and those that are watching, I do want to remind you that we do not have any afternoon or evening activities today. We encourage you to spend time with your loved ones today in the celebration of Mother's Day. But looking ahead to this week, the things that might be going on this week, a reminder that Monday we have the Chrismon workshop at 3:30 p.m. Wednesday night, 6:30 p.m. is choir rehearsal. And Thursday we have our book chat at Barnes & Noble. That'll be at 11 a.m. I also want to remind you that next Sunday morning, immediately following the worship service, we will have a special called business meeting, and that'll be to elect our deacon nominating team. That is the team that'll be in charge of finding our deacons for the next calendar year. The names that are being brought are printed in your bulletin this morning, but I do want to read those out to you this day. Brian Carroll, Sandy French, Tommy Hill, John Hines, Angie Miller, and Bert Powers are the names that will be brought to be voted on next Sunday morning immediately following the worship service. I also want to remind you this morning that our May missions in gathering is still taking place. We're collecting spices and things like that for Allied Church's Joe's Diner. They're calling this collection Season Everything with Love. And the specific spices that they use throughout the year are printed in your bulletin and also in your May newsletter. You can just pick those up while you're at the grocery store. You can drop them off in the collection bins in the communication center or upstairs in the fellowship hall. I also this morning want to tell you, remind you, just a message from our college team. They want to thank you for your generosity, for all the snacks and the goodies that you brought over the last couple weeks as they put the bags together for the Elon Reading Day goodie bags. That was a great success, and I want to echo that from Marie Allison, who helped put those bags and lead that collection. So thank you for your generosity with that. I also want to remind you for our ministry teams, next Sunday is the deadline for the June newsletter. So if you have anything that you'd like to place in the newsletter for this upcoming month, make sure you get that to Janice by next Sunday. Last but not least, as you know, Gay had surgery this week. The surgery went well. She is doing well. I'm pretty sure she's probably watching the worship service as I speak. So, Gay, we miss you. We love you. We're glad that you are doing well. We've been praying for you, and our whole church family has been praying for you. But she is doing well. Spoke with her last night. She is taking it easy, and we told her to keep taking it easy. But she appreciates all the love and the phone calls and everything. So keep praying for her. And, Gay, we can't wait to have you back. But I want to give thanks to Rob Johnson today, who is leading in her absence. I want to thank him for his leadership with the choir of the last week and leading in worship service today. We gather this morning to lift praise to the risen Lord. Let us lift praise to him this day.
Good morning. If you look on the back of your bulletin, you'll find the words, Faith of Our Mothers, and it's, of course, to the tune, Faith of Our Fathers. If everybody will please stand.
In their sweet love and fireside.
This morning, our opening scripture reading is a psalm that I think we are all very familiar with, Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We can give God thanks for His presence with us this day, and for His presence with us every single day, and the provision that He provides. Let us pray this morning. Father of us all, Mother of each one, thank You for Your love for us from the beginning of time. You formed us when we were in our mother's womb. You knit us together lovingly. Your devotion to us has not failed. Your care has followed us our whole life long. All we are and all we have, we owe to You. And so on this, the Lord's Day, in this house devoted to Your glory, we give honor to You with our hearts and our hands and our voices. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. We lift this prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who've trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Our next hymn is Would You Bless Our Homes and Families. This is sung to the tune of Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. If you'll please stand, we'll sing all four stanzas.
Amen.
please be seated.
Today is the day that we honor and recognize mothers in our midst, mothers who have come and gone on before us, mothers, whether by blood or by action, have helped shape us in life-changing ways, all of whom have been blessings by our God. We set aside one day a year to honor mothers, but I think we all will agree that this should be a 365-day recognition, not just one day. So as you join me this morning in our responsive reading that's going to be displayed on our worship screens behind me, as we speak these words and as we reflect on these words, I encourage you to hold the women in your hearts who have had the lasting impact on your lives. Hold those in your minds as we read and join in the responsive reading. Will you please join me? Mothers come in many different forms, and today we celebrate them all. Everyone here is either a son or a daughter.
Thank God for my mother.
For those women who have joined God in heaven and whom we miss dearly here on earth.
Thank God for the mothers of the past.
For every woman who is working day and night to raise her children right now.
Thank God for the mothers of today.
For all the women who are anxiously expecting the arrival of their first child. For the women who took in others' children through adoption and foster care.
Thank God for the mothers with hearts so big.
For those women who have lost a child to death and must carry on.
Thank God for the mothers who are so strong.
For all the women who have desperately wanted to have children of their own, but chose instead to mother everyone else.
Thank God for the mothers in spirit.
We thank you, Lord, for the women who have influenced our lives in so many ways. We pray that we will honor them in everything we do. Amen. Now at this time, will all the women in our congregation, mothers, grandmothers, aunts, mother-like figures, please stand at this time to be honored. Please stand. And I want to say on behalf of First Baptist Church of Elon, I want to say thank you. Thank you for answering the call by your God to be the women of impact on the lives of so many. Now, while some of these individuals in your life may call you mom or mother, know there are countless more that view you as women of significance, women of impact in their lives. And I want to challenge you. I want to challenge you this morning to this. Keep answering that call. That call to be a mother or a mother-like figure is something that this world needs. We are in need of individuals to answer the call by God. You've answered that call, but the call keeps coming. Keep stepping up. Keep making the impact for those around you. Keep being the influence, the voice that God needs you to be. Make that impact daily. I want to encourage you to remain standing as I pray for you this morning. Let's pray. Nurturing God, on this Mother's Day, we pause to remember the gifts of mothering. And as we remember, we pause to give thanks for the ways that you are mother to us, for nurturing us, giving us the guidance and the freedom that we need to grow in experience and wisdom, even if we are sometimes headstrong and make unwise choices. For comforting us when we are wounded in body or spirit, helping us to heal and be stronger for it, for believing in and challenging us, calling us to be more than we are, encouraging us to live out our potential, for giving us the swift kick that we need at times, not letting us coast, reminding us to keep trying and growing, and we offer words of thanks. Gracious God, on this day, we also give thanks for those who have been like mothers to us. Some of them are related to us through blood. Some of them have come into our lives through happenstance. Some of them have been part of our lives for decades, and some of them are new to us. But many have nurtured, taught, comforted, challenged, and encouraged us. We thank you for those in our midst today, those who are standing strong this morning in our presence. Without them, we would not be who we are. And so we give thanks for them and all that we have learned from our interactions with them. And yet, in the midst of our thankfulness, we remember. We remember that there are those who, for whom Mother's Day is difficult. Those for whom the relationship between mother and child is strained or difficult or non-existent. Those who are distanced from their mother by geography or illness or unhealed hurts or communication failures. Those who have said farewell to mothers or children, not to meet again until we join the life which lies beyond this life. For all these mother and children who meet pain or struggle this day, we pray for comfort, that they would know that they are not alone. We remember those who want to be mothers but are unable, those who have given up a child for adoption, those who wish to know the woman who carried them but never will. May they know your peace, a peace that only you provide. We lift this prayer this day in the name of the one who has called us all to be individuals of impact, but have specifically called these women to be women of impact, who've taught us about love, justice, and hope for the world through your Son, Jesus of Nazareth, our rock and our redeemer, our teacher and God, in whose life, death, and resurrection we find the true path that leads to the kingdom. And all God's people said, amen. At this time, I want the women to still remain standing as a small token of saying thank you this morning from First Baptist Elon. I want to encourage you to remain standing, and we honor you through a gift that we want to provide. Mike Harrington and John Russell are going to pass the gifts out to you this day. As you receive your gift, then you can be seated. And I want to remind those that are watching online today, if you have an opportunity, swing by the church this week and pick up a gift that we want to give to you as well. And for those that are gathered here today, as you leave today, if you're going to enjoy lunch or enjoy time with a mother that you're going to spend time with this afternoon, I encourage you to pick up one of these and take those with you. So Mike and John, after you pass them out, if you'll take the baskets to the foyer so they can pick them up following the worship service today. Please remain standing until you receive your gift, and then you can be seated, and our men's ensemble will lead us in song once again.
Will you pray with me, please? Father, on this joyful day dedicated to honoring mothers, we come before you with hearts full of gratitude. We ask, Lord, for your special touch upon every mother who is present here today and those who could not be with us. Bless them abundantly, and may their hands be forever cherished in your sight. Heavenly Father, thank you for your abundant blessings. As we give today, open our hearts to be more generous, reflecting your love. We pray the offerings received will be used to further your kingdom. Bless the gift and the giver. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
I have fallen on my knees
Thank you, men, for leading in worship today. If you would, please join me in prayer once again before we encounter God's word this day. Let's pray. God, with a mother's heart, you gather us as your children. You comfort and hold us in your warm embrace. When we hurt, your arms enfold us. When we are afraid, your wings protect us. When we are hungry, you feed us with the bread of life. God, with a mother's heart, your love surrounds and supports us in good times and in tough times, in the midst of joy and pain, always and everywhere. You will never leave nor abandon us. God, eternal and loving one, God, with a mother's heart, we thank you this day for being part of our family. Amen. Again, let me say good morning. And thank you for joining us for worship on this Mother's Day Sunday morning. I pray that if you have not already, you will have time to celebrate this day and celebrate the women in your life that have had significant impact in shaping who you are. On this Mother's Day, when I think about mothers and women who have had great influence in my life, one word often comes to my mind. And that word is stubborn. Yeah, I saw those faces. I got thumbs up from my mother over there. Now, don't give up on me yet. Hear me out, women in the congregation. There is just something about mothers. They are without some of the most stubbornest people on God's green earth. Mothers are stubborn. They stick with it. They stay with something until the cows come home. Mothers are persistent and consistent. So as I said before, mothers can be labeled as stubborn, but in a good way. In a good way. Mothers have the ability to get on your case about something and never get off of it. They will remind you repeatedly to brush your teeth, to comb your hair, to do your homework, to call when you get there, and to call when you get back. They will say please and say thank you over and over and over again, to sit up straight, and that's just to name a few of the things. And mothers will not just say it once, they will say it repeatedly until you do it and until you do it right. I believe that mothers are the most consistent, predictable, stay with it species that God has ever made. And that goes for mothers of every different species across this earth. Now, many of you know, I tend to spend quite a bit of time out at the Western Alamance High School tennis courts because our two sons play tennis out there quite a bit. So every spring season when we go out there, there is a mother that shows up. And I'm not talking about a mother of tennis players. You see, a couple years ago, I was coming out for tennis practice out there, and I was pulling into the parking lot, and I pulled into the parking lot. As I got out of my car, there was a bird not more than 3 feet away from me, and it started chirping its head off louder than I could imagine. And I was thinking to myself, there's something wrong with that bird. It was within 3 feet of me, and it just kept squawking louder and louder and louder. Well, I didn't think anything about it. I said, okay, bird, you had a bad day. That's okay. Went to practice. When I came back to my car after practice, that same bird started squawking at me again. And I started smelling myself. Do I stink? Is there something going on with me? Next day, we showed up for a match, and Jennifer was in her car. I was in my car. I pulled in the same spot. Jennifer pulled in beside me. Same bird. Bird started squawking at me, and I looked over at Jennifer. I said, I think this bird has something against me. And she went over, and she just started looking at it, too, and it started squawking at her. And I didn't feel I was being personal called out by the bird. And she went over to look, and she said, it's a mother bird. The mother bird had laid 3 or 4 eggs against one of the parking lanes just on the other side of where I had parked my car. And any time a person or a car or anything came close to that nest, that bird went crazy, nuts, and just chirped at it. It did this for the next couple weeks until those eggs hatched and the mother bird and the baby birds eventually went off. forward ahead to the next year. The next year, guess who showed up again? That same bird. Jennifer did a little research on it and found out that it was a killdeer bird who often lays their eggs in open fields and open areas. Well, this time, the bird didn't lay it in the parking lot. She laid it against the fence of our tennis courts. So every time a tennis ball rolled up against the fence or a player came running by, that bird went nuts and crazy and just squawked its head off. Until a couple weeks later, the bird's eggs hatched, and then the bird was gone. Fast forward to this year. Guess what came back? That mother bird. Guess who laid the eggs about the same spot? That mother bird. This time, four eggs. And so this year, what we did is we put some cones around the nest, not anywhere close to the eggs, just so people wouldn't accidentally step on it. So it's become our official, unofficial mascot for the tennis team. To the point that the visiting teams that come and play tennis against us look for the bird. They come and look, the bird's there, the bird's back, and they want to see the bird that lays the eggs. Next year, I guarantee that bird will be back, squawking its head off, that mother bird. She's a mother. Mothers are stubborn. And you know what? We can thank God that they are. Where would we be if mothers weren't stubborn? The story goes that the police venture out and arrest the drug dealer. He has been making all kinds of trouble in his community. He's been wreaking havoc on everything around the block, and the whole neighborhood breathes a sigh of a relief when he is finally put away. In court, there's only two people sitting on the side of his courtroom, his court-appointed lawyer and his mother. The drug dealer's mother is put on the stand as a character witness, and despite all his trouble and the laws that he has broken, his mother says this: well, he has made some mistakes. He's not all that he might be, but he's my baby, and I'm going to fight for him. Mothers just do not give up. In other words, mothers are stubborn. There is an old wisdom saying that says, a son's a son till he takes a wife, but a daughter's a daughter all her life. Permit me to alter that saying this morning on a day that we celebrate mothers, and to become my sermon title this morning. A mother is a mother all her life. If you have your Bibles with me, turn to Isaiah chapter 66, 1 through 13. Mothers may be stubborn and never give up, but guess what? God is too. So is our mothering, fathering God. This morning we're going to look at an Old Testament passage that reminds us of this and challenges us to model this obedient, passionate, stubborn behavior in our lives. If you have your Bibles, again, Isaiah chapter 66, 1 through 13. This is the final chapter in this Old Testament prophetic book. And as I read the words, like I said, they'll be displayed on the worship screen behind me. This is what the Lord says: heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house you will build for me? Where will my resting place be? Has not my hand made all these things, and so they came into being, declares the Lord? This is the one I esteem. He is he who is humble and contrite in spirit and trembles at my word. But whoever sacrifices a bull is like one who kills a man, and whoever offers a lamb like one who breaks a dog's neck. Whoever makes a grain offering is like one who presents pig's blood, and whoever burns memorial incense like one who worships an idol. They have chosen their own ways, and their souls delight in their abominations. So I also will choose harsh treatment for them, and will bring upon them what they dread. For when I called, no one answered. When I spoke, no one listened. They did evil in my sight and chose what displeases me. Hear the word of the Lord, you who tremble at his word. Your brothers who hate you and exclude you because of my name have said, let the Lord be glorified that we may see your joy. Yet they will be put to shame. Hear that uproar from the city. Hear that noise from the temple. It is the sound of the Lord repaying his enemies all they deserve. Before she goes into labor, she gives birth. Before the pains come upon her, she delivers a son. Who has ever heard of such a thing? Who has ever seen such things? Can a country be born in a day, or a nation be brought forth in a moment? Yet no sooner is Zion in labor than she gives birth to her children. Do I bring to the moment of birth and not give delivery, says the Lord? Do I close up the womb when I bring to delivery, says your God? Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad for her, all you who love her. Rejoice greatly with her, all you who mourn over her, for you will nurse and be satisfied at her comforting breast. You will drink deeply and delight in her overflowing abundance. And listen to these words. For this is what the Lord says. I will extend peace to her like a river, and the wealth of nations like a flooding stream. You will nurse and be carried on her arm and dandled on her knee. As a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you, and you will be comforted over Jerusalem. The Spirit of our God will not give up. Our God, as the Holy Spirit, chooses to stay with us. Hang in there with us. Get stubborn with us. The Holy Spirit is the persistence of God, a God who, as Father, created us, a God who, as Jesus Christ, became our brother, God with us in a moment specific of history. But God, the Holy Spirit, is really a mother God who just will not give up on us. Remember how Jesus said, I will send you the Spirit, and the Spirit will be with you forever. The Spirit, Mother God, is the stubbornness of God. Now, I don't want you to get upset with me this morning about this mother language I'm using about God, the Holy Spirit. Do not get mad at me and tune me out when I say that. I do not intend to replace prayer to God the Father. After all, Jesus himself called God Father, and I can't do any better than to follow Jesus and his words. But I find it real strange and wonderful on this Mother's Day that there are feminine images of God in the Bible, mother images of God, and they seem to have to do when referring to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, the way of God, which emphasizes God staying with us, keeping us and staying on our case. I do not think it is wild at all to think about a mother spirit God. In fact, if you actually look at the Greek, when you look at the word Holy Spirit, it's actually a feminine noun, if you want to get right down to it. But we're not going there this morning. Let's not get hung up on the language this day. Let's focus on the importance of the message of this God. Our God, Spirit, mother-like as God, is and will not give up on us. Our God, mothering us and staying with us, does not bring us out into some sort of desert and then abandon us. That Spirit God brings us through to where he wants us to go, if we will be there for him and if we follow with him in faith. In this passage from Isaiah, the setting is Jerusalem in the years following the exile and the return. Now, I don't have time to go through the entire history this morning as I would like to, but let's just recall that it's about the 6th century before Christ comes. That sometime before this, the Jewish people have spent about 70 long years in exile in Babylon. Some have been returned to their homeland, and now they have to rebuild the city. They have to rebuild the temple, and they have to reconstitute their entire society. They have a tremendous amount to accomplish, and it's not going well. They're not doing well. They have a whole lot of problems getting what they ought to get done. The temptation is to think that God has abandoned them and that God has completely forgotten them. And then here we are, trying to be God's people. And they're saying, well, where are you, God? Where are you? Maybe he's just given up on us. Maybe he has forgotten us. Maybe he has just plain quit. But Isaiah the prophet says, no. God is like a mother. I will comfort you in Jerusalem as a mother comforts her child. Why? Because God is stubborn. God can be counted on. God is like a mother. He has brought his people to the very point where something is going to be born.
But the prophet says, do not think that I'll bring my people to the point of birth and not let them be born. No, you will be like a child that is nursed by its mother, carried in her arms, and treated with love. I will comfort you in Jerusalem as a mother comforts her child. No, people of God, do not suppose that God has walked out and left you. God is a stubborn mother who cannot forget what she has promised to her children. No, people of God, do not think that just because times may be tough that you cannot give up on yourselves, because God has not given up on you. No, people of God, just because sometimes you know that you are very ugly, very unpretty, very much out of character, just because you have marred and tarnished what God has given you, the Spirit God, the Mothering God, still loves you. This Mother Spirit God does care about you and has not forgotten you. You see, a mother is a mother all her life. It doesn't go away. She does not quit mothering just because you've grown up. A mother is a mother all her life. So is God. God is always God all of your life. There are two things, two truths I would like for you to take home with you today. And that is this. God's stubbornness for us means that when we are called by the Spirit to be something or to do something, then we need to, by faith, believe that He's going to accomplish it, and not, we need not to get discouraged. We need to know that the Mother Spirit God will not abandon what He has begun in us. Paul reminds us of this when he says, God who began a good work in you will carry it out till the day of Christ Jesus. Remember the story Jesus tells of the woman who lost the coin? We all remember that story, right? Well, I guarantee you that woman was a mother. You know why? Because she lost the coin. She swept the entire house to find it. She was a mother because she knew how expensive it was to feed and clothe her children. And she needed that coin to fix up little Isaac for church at the synagogue school that next day. Anyway, in this story, Jesus is saying that God is like that mother who looks and looks for that lost coin, and He finds it. He never gives up until that coin is found. When you and I get the feeling of being lost and lonely, abandoned and forgotten, in that moment, we are like lost coins. But God, that mothering God, the Mother Spirit will find us. He will complete what He has started in us. Do not think that I will bring my people to the point of birth and not let them be born. God who began a good work in you will complete it. Will God bring you through the years of education and then tell you to stand by and do nothing with your life? Not this stubborn God. Will God offer you the gift of salvation and then not empower you to share your witness with someone else? Will God plant a shout of joy in your heart and your spirit and then tie your tongue so that you cannot witness? No, not this God, not this mothering God. Will God bring you into this church and into His family of faith and not give you meaningful tasks to do in His kingdom? No, not this God. Not this stubborn, persistent God who, like a mother, who is a mother all her life, but is God all her life. The second truth I want you to remember is this. I see in this text is that if God is not giving up on us, if God never gives up on us, then we cannot give up on each other. We all need to become mothers, stubborn mothers, who care so deeply for one another and believe so deeply in one another that we just do not give up hope. If we parent children that turn away from our values, we still must be stubborn and persistent. We must keep on loving. Like a mother, we do not give up on that child. Our Mother Spirit God does not give up on us, so we cannot give up on one another, whether it is our children, our spouses, our grandchildren, our bosses, our co-workers, our neighbors, whoever it might be. our spirit, God calls us to be steadfast and certain in our relationships, even when it is really hard to love. Because guess what? Sometimes I believe that God says to himself, man, it's so hard to love David Durham, especially when he says on Mother's Day that mothers are stubborn. Amen. We cannot give up on each other here at First Baptist Elon. Let's not jump ship. Let's not forget what we are all about. God has given us this place of worship. Let's cherish it. Let's stay connected. I encourage you to be here next Sunday morning as we talk more about how we can strengthen our bonds with each other in this place and extend those bonds out in another way through connection. If you haven't read your May newsletter article, I encourage you to do so. There's some copies in the foyer if you've already tossed it in the trash can at home. I encourage you to read my article about what connection is all about. Be here next Sunday to hear it in person. In closing this morning, on this Mother's Day, praise God for the stubbornness which, like any good mother, just will not quit. And remember, we too have come this far by faith, because God is God all of his life, just like a mother is a mother all her life. And for these reasons, we can be thankful. Thank God for mothers. Thank God for stubborn mothers, because I stand here because of them. And I'm pretty sure you're here because of them as well. Let's pray. Father, thank you for placing women in my life, a mother, a wife, grandmothers, teachers throughout the years who have helped shape and mold me into who I am. And Father, I know good and well I've needed that stubbornness in them to help me be who you have created me to be. Thank you for all the women who continue daily to answer the call to make a difference in the lives of others. And Father, it's not easy. Just as this passage from Isaiah reminds us, you, like a mother, are persistent and present and guiding us, stubborn because you love your people and you love each one of us. May we answer that call of obedience. May we answer that call to follow you and to make a difference in this world. In God's name we pray. Amen. So we come to our time of closing today as we sing our closing hymn. Maybe today for the very first time you feel that God that is embracing you, loving you as his own child. If you feel that this morning, if you feel he is embracing you and you're ready to accept his son as your Lord and Savior, I'll be down front and embracing you as well as a brother or sister in Christ. Or maybe today you're just looking for a church family that seeks to stay connected, to be shaped and formed and molded through the ministries here at First Baptist. First Baptist can be that home for you. Let me talk to you about what it means to be a part of our family. Or maybe you're struggling. Maybe on this day, on this Mother's Day, maybe you're struggling with the celebration, or maybe you're struggling with internal things, or maybe you just kind of gone off the path a little bit. The altar is open. Our deacons will pray with you. I'll pray with you. Whatever you need to make today, make the decision today. Don't put it off. Lift it up to God this morning as we sing our closing hymn this morning as Rob comes to lead us. Come, make that decision.
Let us all stand and join together as we sing the family prayer song. It's on the back of your bulletin and it's on the screens overhead. Come and fill our homes with your presence. You alone are worthy of our reverence. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Serve the Lord.
and fill our homes with your presence. You alone are worthy of our reverence. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will serve.
Today, as you go out into a world that needs individuals of impact, be that person, be that one that the world needs. Mothers, women today of impact, thank you. Thank you for answering the call, and you deserve every single day, not just this day. Thank you for who you are and who you continue to be. I hope you get a chance to celebrate this afternoon. Go in peace.